Hello, writers. It's Laura Purdy Salas, and it is Friday, March 29th, and this is my weekly audio update of a week in the life of a children's writer. So this week, I feel like I've been going 100 miles an hour and yet haven't gotten much done, because a lot of what I've been doing is just trying to keep up with the promotional stuff related to my three spring books. The final book comes out Tuesday, April 2nd, and then my book launch party is next weekend. And of course, the promotional efforts will continue beyond that, but I'm just feeling, like, okay, things will calm down a little bit come May. So what I've been up to, last weekend, I spent the weekend in Denver at the Children's Festival of Stories, and that was related to my book, Snowman Minus Cold Equals Puddle. Each author and illustrator who was attending, they just had one book featured from that person. And Charles Bridge, the publisher of Snowman Minus Cold Equals Puddle, Charles Bridge is the one who submitted me for that festival, and I was one of the authors chosen. So last Friday, I flew to Denver, and Friday night, there was an event called an Evening of Story, and the idea was to connect with educators. It was the beginning of spring break for educators in that area. So attendance was not as high for the educators as they had hoped. It was a lovely evening. I got to chat with many writers, you know, some of whom I knew online and some of whom I had never met or heard of. There was a great panel that was very entertaining of some middle grade authors and picture book authors. And by the time I got back to my hotel room, oh, then we had a late dinner together. The organizers of this event, Dia from Second Star to the Right Books, and an organization called Books to Kids. It's this kind of collaborative effort, and the organizers are so passionate about connecting books and kids. So it was just awesome to be a part of an event where people care so much. Excuse me, I have a sore throat, so I've got a cough drop going here. On Saturday, the day of the actual festival, we were in a big room at a Masonic temple, and there were more panels and there were story times. I did a radio interview with Kristen Olson for her Tunes and Tales radio show there in Denver, which also can be live streamed, so I'll be telling you more about that later. And I also moderated a panel of picture book authors. It was supposed to be a panel discussion about writing. However, some of the promotional materials called it a story time. So we were waiting to see what kind of audience we would have. And mostly we had parents with small children. So as the moderator, you know, I kind of updated it on the fly, and I had each person read either their entire book or a somewhat abbreviated version of their book. And then I would ask them a question specific to their book. And once we got through all four of them, then I asked a few general questions for them all to answer, and it really went well. They did a great job reading their books. The kids were engaged. The grown-ups got to hear a little bit about, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff. So I was super pleased with the way it went. I've never been a moderator for a panel. I've been on a lot of panels, but I felt a lot of pressure to to highlight and to share their books, you know, in a good way. So I was glad that it went well. And then we had nice crowds at the festival that day. I had some people writing some equation poems, which I shared in my Padlet online. I went around and talked with some authors again. I got to see people I know, but not that well, like Donna Gebhardt and Nancy Beau Flood. My friend Linda Bai, who lives in Denver, she's a retired educator, and she came to the festival, so I got to see her in person, which was completely awesome. And then there were people who I only know online, and who our paths haven't crossed before, like Nancy Veo and Natasha Wing, and just a bunch of cool people. So it was great. By the time we got back to the hotel at about 4 o'clock on Friday, they bused us to the various places and just treated us really well. By the time I got back to the hotel, though, as an introvert, I was just, you know, ready to crumple up. And they generously put us each up for 2 nights in the hotel, so I didn't have to fly home and, you know, travel at the end of that day. And I ate dinner by myself in the hotel restaurant, and I just read books and went back to my room and had a very quiet night. and, you know, it was really a lovely weekend. And I'm glad that I did it. I posted a folder, an album full of photos from the event, and they are on my Facebook page. So not my profile, but my Facebook page where I put, you know, business and book related stuff. Let's see what else. That was a lot of my stuff this week, because then after that, of course, I had a bunch of follow-up things to do, like thank you notes and social media posts and submitting my travel expenses for reimbursement. So there was just, you know, a lot of that. Other projects, Loons, which I am working on. I did a bit more research. Really, I read a Loon book and took notes and added some words to my word bank, and I did that on the flight to and from Denver. And also the contract, my literary attorney and the contracts person at the press, you know, have come to amiable agreement on everything. So I'm just waiting for the formal copy of the contract to sign on that. I totally forgot to mention in the past couple weeks that I am once again co-teaching Lyrical Language Lab with Renee LaTulipe. And so it's, you know, it's a lot of work teaching, and I do the feedback on video, on the spot kind of video. So it's a little intimidating, but I'm really enjoying it. I find that reading other people's poems to critique or to check for, you know, how well are they picking up on certain meters and rhyme schemes and stanza formations, all that kind of stuff. Reading these poems with a critical eye, not critical as in bad, but critical to, you know, offer constructive feedback, it really helps my own poetry skills, and it makes me think about things. So I am enjoying it. I am super busy. Submissions I have finally accepted after not making any or many submissions in February. I think I made a few, but March, basically nothing. And I've realized, you know what? I rarely take a month off of submitting, but my schedule is overwhelming, and it's one of the things that I have reluctantly had to let go of right now. And I have told myself, okay, submissions basically are on hold until May, and then I dive back in with a vengeance. I did get 2 rejection emails this past week, so those are trickling in. One of them was from something I sent more than a year ago, so, you know, always plenty of stuff out there, even when I haven't submitted something super recently. And finally, I just want to say thank you to my new patron, Cecilia McCarthy. I've been creating various things, some specifically for my patrons, and other things are just like videos that I've done in the Facebook group, And I do them partially because I want to have things to share with my patrons. In my post each week when I share the, you know, have you missed anything? I make a little list of anything new I've created that week. So thank you, patrons. Because of you, I'm not only creating materials for you, but I'm creating materials that, you know, other writers have access to. And I really appreciate your belief in me. So this next week, I'm going to be on a school visit all week long. And I did a lot of work preparing for that this week. So I'm excited. And I'm also a little nervous. It's a brand new lesson plan for me. But I, you know, was really remembering yesterday and reminding myself that what's important is not that I do this slick, smooth job. What's important and what my main focus is when I leave at the end of the week, I want the kids to have come to kind of an epiphany, and I want them to see themselves as writers if they don't already, you know, when I arrive. That's really my thing with school visits, is making kids believe and understand that they are readers and writers, and that that's a powerful thing. So when I remember that the focus isn't, you know, it's not all about me, it's about sharing something that I love and that I think is really important for the kids, then my nerves settle down. I'm not usually nervous for school visits anymore. I've been doing them, you know, a long time. But each time I, you know, I'm trying out a whole new thing, and I'm going to be at this school all week, and they're paying me a nice sum, and I want to do a super job. So next week, that will pretty much be my week. So keep your fingers crossed that things go well. Thanks so much, and happy writing to you guys.